はようございます。今日はこのような証の機会が与えられ感謝していると同時に、礼拝内で証をすることは初めてであるため少し緊張していますが、皆さんと一緒に神様からの恵みを分かち合えればと思います。
Good morning. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my testimony today, and yet at the same time I feel nervous because it's my first time to share a testimony in worship like this. But I hope and pray that God will use me to share His blessings and His grace with all of you.
これまで水戸教会の兄弟姉妹を通して語られる神様の証を聞いてきて、たくさんの励ましや癒し、日々の糧を受け取ってきました。またそれと同時に、自分自身に起こっている神様の働きや、そこから受けた恵み、自分の気づき、思いを言語化し共有していくことが、他の兄弟姉妹のように大胆に喜びを持って語れるだろうかという気持ちがありました。なぜなら私自身、人前で語ることや表現することをあまり得意としていないからです。
I have listened to many testimonies of faith shared in worship by our Mito Church family and have received a lot of encouragement, healing and spiritual nourishment.I wondered if I could talk just as boldly and as joyfully as many of my brothers and sisters in Christ about the work of God in and around me, about my realizations and reflections that have come from it, and the grace that I've received because of it. My uncertainty lies not in God's power and ability, but rather in my own ability to speak and express myself publicly in front of others.
今年の4月に今年度の証のお願いのメールが来たとき、ついに回ってきたかと思い、すぐによし断ろうと一時は心に決めました。そして断る理由を探し出します。しかし断る理由をいくら探しても特に思いつかず、神様に祈りながら自分の気持ちが変化すること、返答するタイミングを待ちました。その中で神様が働いてくれたことに関して振り返り、御言葉を思い巡らし整理する時間が与えられていること、語ることで自分自身も癒しを得ていることに気づき、少しずつですが神様が私にしてくださったことを話したいという気持ちが出てきました。
At the beginning of the new fiscal year in April, when I received an email asking me to consider doing a testimony, my first thought wasIt's finally come around to being my turn. And my immediate reaction was, nope, I'm going to pass on that request. So I began trying to think really hard of a good reason or an excuse to refuse. However, interestingly, no matter how much I searched for that good reason, I couldn't come up with anything. And I realized and said that doing so gave me time to actively reflectOn God's impact in my life and organize my thoughts about it and to meditate on His word. And in the process, this exercise was healing spiritually. And I felt a strong urge to tell all of you of the good things that God has done for me and in me.
第2テモテ4章2節にあるように、御言葉を述べ伝えなさい。折が良くても悪くても励みなさいと、神様のうちに真理の道を歩んでいる私たちは、自分に置かれている状況がどんなものでも神様のことを証しする存在として召されています。これは自分の外側の状況だけではなく、自分の内側の状況にも左右される必要がないこと、その助け手となる聖霊が与えられていること、人々を通して神様が語ってくださいます。何より自分でもしょうもなく思うこの小さな思い煩いでさえも、私を神様の方向へ向き直させてくださっていると改めて気づくことができ、常に神様の御手が置かれていると感じました。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, in the first half of that verse, it says, Go out and preach the word. Go whether it's an opportune time or not. Reprove, warn, and encourage.All of us who are on the journey with Jesus walking in the way of God's truth are called to bear witness to God in whatever situation we find ourselves in. God speaks through his people, regardless of our external or internal circumstances. And we shouldn't be swayed by those, because the Holy Spirit is given to speak God's word through us. I realized once again that even my little worries and fears could be surrendered, and were being used by God to turn me back fully in dependence upon and obedience to him and his desire of working through me.
このように程度の差はありますが、私には神様が神様の方法でなさることを固くなに拒んでしまうことがよくあります。皆さんは光と聞いて何を連想しますか？
I also realized how often I have stubbornly avoided and run away from what God wants to do in His way and in His timing. So let me begin today by asking all of you, what image comes to your mind when you hear the word light?
ポジティブで明るく希望をイメージするものであったり、人間の目に見える可視化光線という科学的なことであったりと、さまざまなイメージや捉え方があると思います。また、今回の聖書箇所のヨハネの福音書8章12節、私は世の光である。私に従う者は暗闇の中を歩かず、命の光を放つ。とあるように、聖書の中にはイエス・キリストこそが光そのものであるとはっきりと私たちに教えてくれています。
My guess is that in all of the images and descriptions, most perceptions are positive and bright and hopeful, or perhaps scientific in nature, like the visible rays that are seen by the human eye. But just as it's written in today's passage from John 8:12, I am the light that shines through the world. If you walk with me, you will thrive in the nourishing light that gives life and will not know darkness. We can see that Jesus clearly tells us that he himself is the light.
このようなことがありました。ある精神疾患を抱える患者さんがおり、その人は一日のほとんどを自室のベッド上で横になって過ごしていました。家族の集まるリビングやその他の部屋はカーテンが開いているにもかかわらず、自室の窓のカーテンは朝も昼も閉めっぱなしでした。
In my work as a nurse, I had a patient with mental illness who spent most of the day staying in their bedroom and lying in bed. The curtains were always kept closed, no matter the time of day, even though they were opened in the living room and anywhere else in the house that was used by the family.
肺は安定している患者さんでしたが、長い期間精神疾患を患っており、カーテンを閉め切っている理由も特に決定的な理由はありませんでした。ただ日差しが眩しい、外から見られるのが嫌だということで、カーテンは常に閉め切りで、外側と内側の境界線を仕切っていました。長期間光の入らない部屋にいること自体に慣れてしまい、光を入れることに抵抗がある、あるいは方法がわからない状態であったと思われます。
Even though the patient was in a stable condition, they had suffered from mental illness for a long time. The only reason for keeping the curtains closed was because one time they found the sunlight to be too bright and didn't want to be seen by the people outside. The curtains acted as a barrier between outside and inside. Since it had been that way for a long time, the patient became used to being in a room without light, and was even reluctant to let light in. In fact, it almost seemed like they had forgotten what light was like.
そこで私たち医療者が環境を整え、生活リズムを整えるために、起床したらまずはカーテンを一度開けることを第一ステップとして提案し、その後の行動は本人へ任せました。すると起床時には一度カーテンを開けている少しの間はリビングで家族と過ごせるようになり、徐々に日が差す部屋にも慣れ、ご炊事もカーテンが開いている時がありました。 が入ることで、その人の行動が変化していき、テレビ鑑賞を楽しみ、一緒にリハビリをすることができ、乏しかった表情が声を出して笑うようになりました。カーテンを開けるという何気ない日常生活動作ですが、その人がそれを選択できたことが大きな一歩であり、光というものが何らかの形でその人に自信を与えるものになったのではないかと思います。
As care providers, we suggested a plan to make small, healthy adjustments to the life rhythms, beginning with the environment of their room. The first step to the family that we suggested was to open the curtains after the patient woke up, and then allow the patient space to choose their actions afterwards. When the family did so, we observed that after opening the curtains, the patient actually left their bedroom and got used to spending time with the rest of the family in the living room. When the light came into that space, the patient's behavior changed. Their voice and their facial expressions became brighter and happier. They enjoyed watching TV, and they were more receptive to rehabilitation. Open curtains don't seem like a big deal in our daily rhythms, but it was a big deal that allowed the patient to choose making a step forward. And I believe the light increased their confidence and motivation in a positive way.
このように私たち人間にとって光が当たるとは生活する上で欠かせないものです。私たちクリスチャンも光そのものであるイエス様を自分自身に招き入れるために閉ざしている扉や光を遮っているものを開け手放す必要があります。しかし先ほど皆さんに光のイメージを聞きましたが、私がイメージする光というものは表向きはポジティブで明るいイメージであっても、実際はネガティブで恐れを伴うものでした。
I think it's a simple illustration that demonstrates how light is essential for our lives. Those of us who are followers of Jesus need to open the doors of our hearts and pull back the curtains and invite in Jesus, who is the light, to come in to us wholly and completely. And when I asked you earlier about what images come to your mind when you think of light, I speculated that they are mostly positive and bright. But I admit that I also suspect that sometimes the idea of light can bring out negative feelings and fear as well.
死であるイエス様に出会い、イエス様を知れば知るほど、光に照らされれば照らされるほど、自分の内側にある闇の部分も明らかにされてしまうからです。自覚したくない、認めたくない部分や傷がある部分、人間ゆえの罪性、それらが明らかになることに抵抗が出てきてしまい、光に近づいていくこと、光の中にとどまることができず、自分自身のある部分を暗闇の中に隠してしまうのです。
That's because the more that we encounter and know Jesus, who is the light of the world, the more his light shines and the darkness within us is revealed and becomes obvious. There are parts that we don't want to see and don't want to admit to ourselves or to others. The woundedness and areas of sin that produce a deep sense of guilt and shame within us. We prefer to keep those parts of ourselves hidden in the darkness.
だから逃げ、隠れてしまい、闇の中にとどまり続けると、そこにいることが当たり前のように感じてしまい、自分はここにいるべきであり、こうなることが当然であるかのように、自罰的な考えや罪悪感に飲まれてしまいました。困難な状況や問題に直面しても、大変だ、辛い、悲しい、苦しいという感情を抑え、なかったことにし、神様の前でも自分自身を取り繕い、つらい、嫌だと訴えるべきではない、助けを求めるべきではない、そもそも助けを求める方法なんて知らないし、わざわざできないことをやる必要はないと自分で自分を裁き、攻撃することが止まらなかったのです。神様から与えられている救いも拒んでいました。
When we run away and hide from God, staying in the darkness, we adjust and we get used to it, just like my former patient did in their room. We can convince ourselves that it's what we deserve and where we belong, becoming increasingly burdened with deep feelings of guilt and shame, and consumed with negative thoughts about ourselves. When we face a difficult situation or problem, we try to suppress our feelings about how hard it is and how sad it is, telling ourselves that we can't complain and that we shouldn't cry out for help. We harshly judge ourselves, and as a result, we reject the salvation that God has offered and given to us because of His grace and love.
ような状況に陥りながらも、神様は絶えず私に光を与えようとしてくれましたが、その光が差し込まないように戸を閉めていたのは自分自身であり、神様の光を恐れるがゆえにフォーカスが自分にしかなく、神様を知っていながらもいつまでもこの世の闇と自分自身の闇しか見えていなかった、見えていなかったのです。神様のやり方を拒んできた結果でした。
Even when I was in that situation, God was constantly trying to give me His light. But I kept closing the door and the curtains so that the light wouldn't and couldn't come in. I was afraid of God's light. My focus was on myself only. And even though I knew God, I could only see the darkness of this world and the darkness within myself. It happened because I was rejecting God's way.
この状況から逃れたい、変えたいと強く思い、自分で光を持って闇を照らそう、暗闇を照らそうと頑張ります。ここでの頑張りも神様を拒み、神様が望んでいない方法でした。自分で持つことのできた光とは、イエス様ではなく、自分自身の知識や経験、この世の価値観、称賛されているもの、人を頼りに闇の中で抵抗するのです。しかし、これらのものは一時的に闇を照らせても永続的ではなく、自分の内側を照らし続けることも不可能でした。
I wanted to escape being in that situation, and I really wanted to change it. But I kept trying to shine into the darkness with my own light. Even though I was trying so hard, I was not following God's way or desire, and I was basically rejecting God. That light wasn't the light of Jesus. Rather, it was relying on my own knowledge and experience, on the values of this world, and relying on other people or seeking their approval of me. But all of these things were just temporary fixes, like band-aids. And they didn't last in providing light that could really shine into the darkness. Those quick fixes didn't even provide the light within me that I so desperately needed.
にとどまるということ、そこでは悪魔が機会を伺っており、周りが暗闇であるために進む方向がわからない状況です。何が神様からの言葉で、何が世の言葉で、どれが自分自身の気持ちかわからなくなり、自分が立っている土台そのものが大きく揺さぶられることがありました。立っている土台が大きく揺さぶられ、崩れかけているとき、どこに逃げるでしょうか？それとも土台とともに崩れてしまうでしょうか？
Remaining in the darkness, I didn't know how to move forward because the surrounding darkness makes it so difficult to see. And that's where Satan is always prowling and waiting for an opportunity. In that time, I couldn't see or I couldn't discern what God's word and voice versus what was the world's words or voices were. And I became uncertain of my own feelings and found my foundation was shaking. I wondered where I could go when my foundation was shaking or even crumbling, and was afraid that I might even fall apart along with the crumbling foundation.
その時に改めて神様が選択する機会を与えてくれているように思いました。光を閉ざし、暗闇の中で自責の念に駆られながらも、自ら闇に抵抗しようとしていた私ですが、暗闇でしか出会えない神様の光があることに気づかされました。
I thought perhaps God was giving me a chance to make a different choice in this time. And at first I tried to resist the darkness by feeling guilt and shame in the darkness. But I realized that I just kept shutting off the light of God. I learned, though, that it was only because I was in that darkness that I could see, meet, and experience the light of God, which was shining through it.
ヨハネ一章一節。はじめに言葉があった。言葉は神と共にあった。言葉は神であった。ヨハネ一章四節から五節。言葉のうちに命があった。命は人間を照らす光であった。光は暗闇の中で輝いている。暗闇は光を理解しなかった。でヨハネ一章九節。その光は誠の光で、世に来てすべての人を照らすのである。と聖書にあるように、神の言葉には命があり、その命は人間を照らす光となっており。続く14節に、言葉である神が肉となって私たちの間に宿られたとあります。私たちには光そのものであるイエス様がいるということ。イエス様が闇を照らし続けてくれるということ。私たちはただその光を暗闇の中で中心に置くだけでよいのです。光は中心に置くことで広範囲を照らすことができます。自分の中で中心に置いているものは何でしょうか。見るべき方法や持つべきもの、まず第一に向かう方向が間違っていましたが、神様の光が差したとき、向きのある方向がはっきりと分かったのです。
In the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, verse 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It continues in verses 4 and 5, His breath filled all things with a living, breathing light, a light that thrives in the depths of darkness, blazes through murky bottoms. It cannot and will not be quenched. Then John continues in verse 9, The true light, who shines upon the heart of everyone, was coming into the world. So Scripture says that God's Word has life, and that life is the light that shines on people. Then in the first part of verse 14, John says this, The Word took on flesh, and became human, and chose to live alongside us. Meaning that we have been given Jesus, who is the light himself, and that Jesus continues to shine in the darkness. So we just need to dwell within the light that shines in that darkness. By placing the light in the center, we can shine into a wider area. So the question is, what occupies the space in the center of our hearts? The mistake that I made was where I focused and where I was looking at in the first place. But thanks be to God, Jesus continued to shine his light brightly anyhow, so that I could see and know where to look instead.
神様の光を受けるために戸を開けるということ。ここに至るまでも何度も神様からの啓示はありました。見て見ぬふりしたり、聞こえないふりもしていましたし、これらは神様の言葉を聞くという挑戦でした。暗闇の中の葛藤や土台の揺さぶりはまさに忍耐を強いられる場面も多くありましたが、それ以上に神様も私に対して深い神の愛を持って忍耐しておられました。
God revealed many times already about the need to open the door and receive his light.I confess that I pretended not to see, not to hear. Yet over and over again, I was challenged and convicted as I wrestled with God's word. Several times, my endurance has been tested by the battles in the darkness and by the shaking of my foundation. However, what has continually proven stronger than all of that every time is God's amazing patience with me.And his deep abiding love for me.
第2コリント4章6節、闇から光が輝き出よと命じられた神は、私たちの心の内に輝いてイエス・キリストの御顔に輝く神の栄光を悟る光を与えてくださいました。とあるように、光がどこから来ているのかを教え、光の内を歩むように導き、イエスの光を反射させる神の子としてくださることは、すべて神様の働きと恵みによるのです。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, Paul writes this, "The God who spoke light into existence, saying, 'Let the light shine from the darkness,' is the very one who sets our hearts ablaze to shed light on the knowledge of God's glory revealed in the face of Jesus, the Anointed One." So God reveals through Paul then that it is God's work and grace to tell us where the light comes from and guides us to walk in that light, making us children of God who reflect the light of Jesus.
の中で恐れを伴う光が神様への希望、確信へと変わっていきました。ヨハネ8章12節でイエス様が語られたように、イエス様を招き入れ、イエス様に従い共に歩むとき、神様の御言葉が光となり、私たちの道、足元、私たちの内側の闇をも照らしてくださいます。
The light that shone into the fear within me was transforming, and fear was replaced by strong conviction and hope in God. As Jesus himself said in John 8 verse 12, when we invite him in and we walk with him, God's word becomes the light on our journey, nourishing us with a light within, nourishing us within as light replaces the darkness and gives light to our feet as we follow him.
世界を見渡すと、さまざまな政治や経済的問題、戦争や感染症などに苦しんでいる状況があり、私たち一人一人も生活や仕事、健康上の問題などを抱え、困難に直面している方もいると思います。暗闇の中にいるときこそ、命の光が差し込むように、毎日精霊の助けを得ながら自分の戸を開けて、イエス様を招き入れ、闇を照らしてもらいましょう。そこにはこの世が与えるものとは比にならないほどの希望があり、イエス神様の御言葉によって日々生かされていることを覚え、喜びを持って今週も新たな一週間を迎えましょう。
It's easy to look at our world and find that we are suffering from economic and political problems, wars, and lots of infectious diseases. Even in our daily lives, in our homes, in our workplaces, and with our own health or the health of a loved one, I know that some of us are in the midst of a real battle right now. Every day, in the midst of that surrounding darkness, open the door with the help of the Holy Spirit. And invite Jesus, who is the light of the world, to come light up that darkness so that the light of life shines through. There is a hope in Jesus that is incomparably greater than anything this world can offer or give. So let's go into this new week with renewed joy by allowing God's living word to breathe light and life into us.Sustaining us daily.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
はじめから終わりまで揺るがない礎へ待ち望む初めから終わりまで揺るがない礎へ待ち望む主イエスをあなたがすべて祈り求める主の Thank you.